616, and we're going to have more on what's happening in the Senate. What happens if they don't pass this health care bill? Let's take a break, though, and talk about the markets. We're now into the earnings season. What does that really mean, and how have the markets been doing? Clark Hodges with us, financial strategist at HodgesCapital.com. Clark, it's been a while. Great to have you on WILS.
Thanks, Michael. How are you doing today?
Good, good. And what? How would you describe this year that we're at the halfway point? What kind of a year has it been so far in the markets?
Well, it's been a good year. I'm real surprised at the strength of the market in the light of how much negative news is out there constantly. But it's also a very narrow market. What I mean by that is, if you look at the S&P 500, there's really only a few stocks, probably 8 or 9 stocks that are moving the market. And the rest of the stocks are kind of just having a ho-hum kind of year.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that the market's healthy. And
no, what is that? I mean, what is that? Why would that happen, that so much of the market is sitting flat while only a handful of stocks are moving?
Well, you look at Facebook, Netflix, Amazon, those kinds of names. Everybody wants to own them. Big money's going into them. And the other money that's going into the market, mm-hmm, is not necessarily going after the value or the conservative type investment. It's going towards these high-flying, price-to-perfection type names. When they move up big today, but move down, they move down big too. Mm-hmm. So the market, with the second quarter earnings, I'd like to see the earnings kind of, have the cause and effect of evening out the market, and some companies that are not really moving, and they come in with good second quarter.
Yeah, they kick them in again.
The money start flowing now.
Here's what I've always wondered, Clark, with these earnings reports, when they're off by just a little bit, I mean, they're still making big profits. They didn't hit the expectation. Then you'll see the stock just crumble. How do you make sense of that kind of dynamic?
Those are those stocks that are priced to perfection. They trade at really high multiples. They're growing really fast. And if they have any sort of hiccup, boy, they just get clobbered. And my dad had an old saying, you know, you want to own a stock, but you don't want the stock to own you. And at some point, those high multiple stocks really own you. And what I mean by that is you can't really take your eye off of them. You got to watch them. And that's really the downside of those high momentum type stocks.
Yeah. In the earnings season this year, what do you think we're going to see? Is it going to be a good numbers on the earnings in general?
I would say in general, yes. I think one of the factors that the market hasn't had a chance to digest is how are earnings going to be with a corporate tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we won't see that until there's already the tax cut and we know when it goes into effect and we have some quarters under our belt. But I do think the stocks will move up based on a corporate tax cut, because they will anticipate if they pay less in taxes, mm-hmm, and they're earning money, then they're going to earn more money, and that's obviously good for stock prices. So I look forward to that happening and being priced into the market.
Hmm. So right now, I mean, it's been a good year so far, right? The S&P's up, what, 8% or so. Is your feeling that we're going to be basically on the positive end by the time the year ends?
I would say yes, and the only reason I would say that is because I think we'll get a tax bill passed this year.
Oh, really? What makes you think that?
I'm just a positive guy.
I mean, they got to get the health care first. It doesn't look like that's going anywhere yet. So.
Yeah, but you know how that goes. It's all negative news. Who knows what really goes on? And yeah, you know, there's been a lot of stuff done, but you wouldn't know it by listening to the press.
Yeah, do the markets, are they still, in terms of the people you know working in there, are people feeling good about President Trump at this point?
Yeah, the markets are telling you they're okay with President Trump, because if they weren't, from November 8th until now, you'd have seen a much, much different market. So the market looks forward, And the market being this high and sustaining this level and really not having any pullback of any major proportion to speak of, that is telling you that the market is liking Trump. It likes the direction we're headed. And there's nothing on the horizon that the market's really worried about. Okay. You've heard the saying, the market doesn't like uncertainty.
Eight-year bull market. What do you think of that, Clark? Because you, I mean, you've looked at this for decades now. Are you feeling nervous at all now after 8 years?
No, not at all. Yeah. The reason I'm not nervous is because the bulk of money that goes into the market has gone into ETFs and active managers and mutual funds that buy equities. There's been a net negative of outflows, so we're not in a bubble. And you got to keep in mind too, if you look at statistics, that there's a lot fewer publicly traded companies today than there was 10 years ago, which means there's fewer selections. So money coming into the market will go there. Mm-hmm. And you've heard over the last few years how corporations have taken their money and bought in their stock. So they're retiring their stock. So there's less shares outstanding to buy. So given those two factors, I think we're fine.
Clark Hodges, financial strategist, Clark Hodges at HodgesCapital.com. Clark, very insightful. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Mark. Take care.